This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district in Assam. The 86-kilometer-long Elevated Corridor project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. It will feature 35 kilometers of elevated wildlife corridor that will pass through Kaziranga National Park.
कलियाबोर से नुमालीगढ़ तक लगभग 90 किलोमीटर लंबा कॉरिडोर तैयार किया जा रहा है। इस पर लगभग 7000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाएंगे। 35 किलोमीटर लंबा एलिवेटेड वन्य जीव कॉरिडोर भी बनाया जाएगा। यहां गाड़ियां ऊपर से गुजरेगी और नीचे वन्य जीवों की आवाजाही बिना किसी बाधा के बनी रहेगी।
The project aims to improve regional connectivity while ensuring protection of the park's rich biodiversity. The project will pass through Nagaon, Karbi Anglong and Golaghat districts and will significantly improve connectivity to Upper Assam, particularly Dibrugarh and Tinsukia. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals and reduce human-wildlife conflict. Speaking at the launch of development works in Kaliabor, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park but the soul of Assam.
ये भारत की बायोडायवर्सिटी का एक अनमोल रत्न भी है। यूनेस्को ने इसे वर्ल्ड हेरिटेज साइट का दर्जा दिया है। काजीरंगा और यहाँ के वन्य जीवों को बचाना केवल पर्यावरण की रक्षा नहीं है, यह हमारा दायित्व भी है।
The Prime Minister also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor, Nagaon district, Assam. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal. Union Minister for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Jeetan Ram Manji today inaugurated PM Vishwakarma Hart 2026 in New Delhi. The event will remain open to public from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. and will culminate on the 31st of this month. The exhibition aims to provide a prominent platform for artisans to exhibit and market their handcrafted products to national and international buyers, stakeholders and the general public. More than 100 artisans from all states and union territories across the country are participating in the event, making it a pan-India representation of diverse traditional skills and craft. In Uttar Pradesh, lakhs of devotees are taking a holy dip in the rivers on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. This is also the third important snan of annual religious event of Magh Mela held at Sangam in Prayagraj. In Maharashtra, five persons lost their lives and one woman was injured in a tragic road accident on the Solapur-Pune National Highway near Mohol. The accident occurred late last night around 11 p.m. when a speeding car lost control and rammed into a roadside tree. The victims were travelling from Panvel to Akkalkot for a religious visit. The injured woman has been admitted to the government hospital in Mohol and further investigation is underway. The United States military have killed a senior Al-Qaeda-linked leader in northwest Syria who had direct ties to the ISIS ambush that killed two American soldiers and an interpreter last month, said the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM. The killed terrorist is reported to be connected to the ISIS gunman behind the December 13 attack in Palmyra, which also injured U.S. and Syrian personnel. CENTCOM said the killing underscores its resolve to pursue those responsible for attacks on U.S. forces. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for today. The Met Department has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. In men's cricket, host India take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series in Indore today. The match is set to begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.